Production planning methods. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a production plan as the agreed-upon plan that comes from the production planning, sales and operations planning, S&OP, process, which provides the overall level of planned manufacturing output, usually stated as a monthly rate for each product family. The plan represents management's authorization for the master scheduler to convert it into the more detailed master production schedule, MPS, C, sales plan. Production strategies include chase, level, outsourced/subcontracted, and hybrid. Outsourced/subcontracted simply provides capacity. So if the organization is still doing some manufacturing itself, it would use one of the other methods, such as level. For this reason, only the chase, level, and hybrid methods are shown in Exhibit 2-17. Exhibit 2-17, Production Planning Methods. The best production plan method will minimize costs, provide the required level of service, and meet financial and marketing objectives. When one production strategy is selected, the organization is said to have a pure strategy for meeting production demand. When a mix of level and chase is used, an organization has a hybrid strategy, commercial door manufacturer's forecast and planning horizon. In looking at production planning methods, we will use our commercial door manufacturer case study as an example. The organization has a 12-month planning horizon, with updates every month, and we will focus on just one product family, for simplicity. The organization forecasted demand for one product family at 3,720 units for the year. The forecast demand is shown in the running example by month. Level production strategy. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the level production method as a production planning method that maintains a stable production rate while varying inventory levels to meet demand. Since level strategy, production leveling. C. Level schedule. A level strategy, also called production leveling, attempts to consistently produce at an amount equal to average demand and results in a level schedule, defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as 1. In traditional management, a production schedule or master production schedule, MPS, that generates material and labor requirements that are as evenly spread over time as possible. Finished goods inventories buffer the production system against seasonal demand. C. Level production method. 2. In just-in-time, a level schedule, usually constructed monthly, in which each day's customer demand is scheduled to be built on the day it will be shipped. A level schedule is the output of the load leveling process. SIN. Level production schedule. C. Load leveling. The level production strategy sets production, supply, at a fixed rate, usually to meet average demand, and uses inventory to absorb the variations in demand. In Exhibit 2-18, demand rises and falls due to seasonality, but the line showing production is level at 300 units per month. While the sales plan was for annual demand of 3,720 units, there will be a certain amount of beginning inventory and a certain amount of ending inventory, and the net difference is factored into what needs to be produced versus just pulled from inventory. In this example, the level production needs to be 3,600 units annually to satisfy the annual demand of 3,720 units, since 120 units can be pulled from inventory. The beginning and ending inventory calculations will be shown elsewhere. Next, for purposes of S&OP, it is important to keep the planning simple and at a high level. So the annual production plan of 3,600 units can be divided by 12 months for a rate of 300 units per month. Note that the amount made per month will actually vary depending on the number of workdays in each month. That is, a level rate is actually a daily level rate. For example, if there are 251 manufacturing calendar days in this year, the production plan of 3,600 units divided by 251 days per year equals 14.34 units per day. But this will be accounted for in detailed scheduling. Using more detail here does not improve decision-making since you are using aggregated data. Exhibit 2-18, Level, Production Leveling, Strategy. In this strategy, when production is greater than demand, inventory builds up. When demand is greater than production, inventory is depleted. During periods of low demand, overproduction is stored as inventory that will be depleted in periods of high demand. An inventory buffer of built-up inventory is used to meet customer demand when demand exceeds the production level. The cost of this strategy is the cost of holding inventory, including the cost of obsolete or perishable items that may have to be discarded. This strategy prioritizes production stability, Workers and equipment can be optimized to this level of production so that the utilization rate can be kept high and staffing can be stable, which will help with worker morale. There is no need for excess or idle capacity, and equipment changeover costs can be avoided because production runs can be very long. However, the cost savings from lowering the average production cost per unit may or may not compensate for inventory holding costs, as these costs can be quite high. Also, if the forecast is understated, there may be insufficient inventory for peak periods. Forecast accuracy can become quite an issue when pursuing a level strategy, and many organizations use safety stock, additional inventory held to reduce the chance of stockouts based on the expected level of forecast error to mitigate the risk of an understated forecast. Safety stock is addressed in more detail elsewhere. Producers of items with highly seasonal demand often pursue this strategy, simply because the inventory holding costs are less than the costs of having to vary production levels, especially when maintaining good labor relations is considered. Exhibit 2-19 lists the benefits and risks associated with using a level production strategy. Exhibit 2-19, Level Production Strategy Benefits and Risks. Chase Production Strategy. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the chase production method as a production planning method that maintains a stable inventory level while varying production to meet demand. Companies may combine elements of chase and level strategies to create a hybrid production plan that minimizes total cost over the planning horizon. SIN, chase strategy. A chase, or demand matching, strategy attempts to match production to the level of demand to avoid the need for inventory, but at the cost of high production variability. This method absorbs variations in demand by hiring and laying off workers. Exhibit 2-20 shows the product family's forecasted demand for the door manufacturer's upcoming year. Note how production levels are set to match the month's demand, which will vary considerably throughout the year and perhaps even on a daily basis if the organization shifts production daily to match actual demand. Exhibit 2-20, Chase, Demand Matching, Strategy. The costs of varying production levels might include the need to hire and lay off workers throughout the year, schedule overtime or short time, carry excess capacity at some times and idle capacity at others, and have a lot of changeovers. However, inventory costs will be very low, or there might not be any inventory. The inventory level is kept as low as can be achieved while maintaining a stable amount. This strategy might be used with lean production to produce units only as actual demand signals are received. Organizations using conventional manufacturing planning and control might use this strategy if it is impossible to stockpile inventory, such as for perishable goods. Organizations that use a chase strategy might have much less fluctuation in demand than shown in this example, or they might have other ways of compensating, such as by having another product family with the opposite seasonality profile. The total cost of these plans will be the cost of carrying inventory plus the cost of changing production levels. During periods of low demand, production is cut back and workers are laid off. During periods of high demand, production is increased and additional workers are hired. This cost is often referred to as a capacity-related cost. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines capacity-related cost as a cost generally related to increasing or decreasing capacity in the medium to long-range time horizon. Personnel costs include the costs of hiring and training direct laborers, supervisors, and support personnel in the areas related to the capacity increase. Equipment purchases to increase capacity are also considered. In contrast, costs related to decreasing capacity include layoffs, the fixed overhead spread over fewer units, the impact of low morale, and the inefficiencies of lower production levels. Any type of organization will have capacity-related costs when there is a sustained shift in demand that requires changing production plans. Capacity-related costs include overtime and shift premiums, hiring and layoff costs, costs for unused capacity, training costs, and so on. Overtime and undertime are common strategies when demand fluctuations are not extreme. A competent staff is maintained, hiring and firing costs are avoided, and small shifts in demand can be met without investing in permanent resources. This approach would not work for industries in which worker skills are scarce or competition for labor is intense, but it can be quite cost-effective during periods of high unemployment or for industries with low-skilled workers. Exhibit 2-21 summarizes the overall benefits and risks associated with using a chase production strategy. Exhibit 2-21, Chase Production Strategy Benefits and Risks. Outsourced/Subcontracted. Supplemented minimum level strategy. An outsourced or subcontracted production strategy involves contracting out production or purchasing materials from the external supply chain. Outsourcing and subcontracting are often used as synonyms, but sometimes a distinction is made that outsourcing is meant to be permanent while subcontracting is temporary. Subcontracting or outsourcing is a feasible alternative if a supplier can reliably meet quality and time requirements. When outsourcing is done as a pure strategy, the organization focuses its core competencies on design and marketing or perhaps retail sales. Manufacturing organizations use outsourcing/subcontracting to some extent in the form of the raw materials they purchase, especially in the case of low-cost commodities. Subcontracting could also be used to supplement items that are primarily produced in-house in order to accommodate a temporary spike in demand, or as a backup to address risk of supply failure. When an outsourced/subcontracted strategy is part of a supplemented minimum level strategy, the organization is using a type of leveling that sets production at slightly above the minimum level of annual demand, just high enough to keep the risk of inventory buildup very low, and then outsources or subcontracts out all excess demand. While any of the strategies might use subcontracting, especially Chase, this method will use subcontracting on a regular basis. Subcontracting might mean having suppliers who produce what is needed on demand or who ship from inventory. Exhibit 2-22 shows how subcontracting is used for demand over the minimum level. Exhibit 2-22. Supplemented minimum level outsourcing/subcontracting strategy. Since this is also a level strategy, all of the benefits to staffing and avoidance of excess or insufficient capacity or multiple changeovers are found in this method. In addition, there is no excess inventory cost because supply should always meet this minimum level of demand. However, purchasing and then reselling products or services to fulfill the remaining demand will tend to result in lower profit margins. There may be quality issues or extra costs for quality control. Also, when contracted supply is not available at the volumes demanded, the organization's demand management professionals may need to ration supply by raising prices, proposing longer lead times or back orders, or turning away demand as a last resort. Problems with a part-time workforce as used in outsourcing/subcontracting include high turnover, accelerated training requirements, less commitment, and scheduling difficulties. It may not be possible to use this strategy if there are production secrets or other proprietary technologies that cannot be risked with outside firms. The strategy is often used in flow, line or continuous environments when it is not possible to adjust capacity much. Hybrid, mixed model, production method. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the hybrid production method as a production planning method that combines the aspects of both the Chase and level production planning methods to minimize the total cost over the planning horizon. SINS, hybrid manufacturing process, hybrid strategy. C, Chase production method, level production method, production planning methods. The mixed model or hybrid production strategy is a blended method in which production levels run at or close to full capacity during part of the planning period and at a lower level during the other part. In most instances, the hybrid production method uses the best of the level and Chase production strategies, possibly with some amount of subcontracting mixed in. Often a custom solution will be optimal in terms of minimizing costs and meeting other objectives. Exhibit 2-23 shows one possible hybrid strategy, where production is at one level during peak demand periods and at a lower level during non-peak demand periods. Here, this is the average demand level for the periods in question. LEGO-registered trademark building blocks are produced using this two-stage leveling hybrid strategy. They operate their plant using one shift for part of the year and then add a second shift to prepare for the holiday season. Exhibit 2-23. Example of hybrid strategy. Hybrid methods generally seek to match demand to some extent and to smooth out production to some extent. They may or may not use subcontracting to supplement production, and if they do, it may be in only certain periods. In order for such a strategy to be the optimum method, good forecast accuracy and/or holdings of safety stock are still required. Developing a mixed production strategy is most efficiently accomplished using a trial and error approach based on the actual situation and the options that are available. Exhibit 2-24 lists the overall benefits and risks associated with using a hybrid production strategy. Exhibit 2-24, Hybrid Production Strategy Benefits and Risks.